Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Wednesday version of feedback. It's 7 minutes after 8 in the AM. Yes, if you look outside, I believe Piglet once said, it's very blustery. It's kind of a icky day out there. So I thought this would be a really good opportunity for us to do something a little different with our feedback program today. I just be honest with you, I don't feel like talking about negative things this morning. I don't. There are so many things that are going on, so many battles we have to fight on a regular basis, not just in the national level or state level, but, you know, in our own homes. We got to get the kids to school. We got to get the budget taken care of. There's a leak in the water heater. A lot of things that demand our time that don't add to our energy. They kind of suck it out of us. So I thought, why don't we take this day that's a little drizzly and gray and talk about some positive things? So if
the Red Sox are one win away from a World Series championship.
You know, I think I might go along with you on that to say that that's a positive thing. I'd like to see it go to Game 7.
You would you?
I'd like to see the sponsors get every ounce of return on their advertising dollars.
My wife always says that these sporting events are rigged to go the distance.
And I don't know that it's rigged, but I've got news for you. If the Yardbirds, whatever they're called, they win tonight. They are playing again tonight, right?
The Yardbirds?
Yeah, you know, the Cardinals, whatever. If they win tonight, I'm going to think, But who knows? I would like to see Boston win. I think Boston's a good team. I like the attitude of the, you know, the people of Boston, the, you know, better than New York.
Here's a positive for you.
Yeah.
I just got my first Twitter reply from a real celebrity.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Henry Winkler.
Oh, you tweeted him about the...
I tweeted him about our stumper this morning and said one of our listeners remembered the show Morty, and he tweeted me back.
How cool.
Yes, I was in Morty. He didn't really go into much detail, but...
It's probably something he wants to forget.
Probably.
Or already has. And then, of course, he asked you if you'd like to sign up for a reverse mortgage or AARP.
He did not.
Really? Huh. What do you know? Because you're eligible for AARP. You're a member, aren't you?
I was a member for a while. I let it lapse because I never used the card. I basically joined to get the discounts on hotels and stuff, and I didn't use it enough to make it worthwhile.
Any better than AAA?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what the savings is now. But,
welcome to Feedback, where we talk about ailments and discounts.
I always kind of like their magazine. Because their magazine had some good articles in there, and it always had...
Calcium deposits and bone spurs?
It always had a celebrity on the cover who had just turned, like, 50 or 55, you know? Yeah. So it really made you feel good when you saw Bruce Springsteen on the cover turning 50, or you saw, you know, whoever on the cover turning, you know, some guy that looked like he was in the prime of his life, and he's
You know there's some good alternatives to AARP.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to know about those? It's affiliated with those people. All right. I saw on the news the other night, the national news, they try and do these human interest fluff pieces. And I can't remember what area of the country they were in. I believe they said that that's a phenomenon that's kind of happening a little bit all over the place. Drive-through, pay it forwards. You heard about this? People going through the drive-thru and saying, hey, here's $5 or $10,
pay for the lunch behind me.
Yeah, pay for the lunch behind me. This happens at toll booths quite often. I was driving and my wife was behind me. And just for fun, I pulled up to the toll booth and I said, hey, listen, this redhead behind me has been kind of following me. She is hot. Do me a favor. Here's my business card. I'm going to pay her toll. Give her my number, would you?
Oh, my God.
And I wanted to see if they would do it.
You're like Ashton Kutcher. You just punk people, don't you?
Well, it was fun. You know what the toll booth did? Kept my money and didn't give the card. And so...
And you're surprised by that.
Well, I am surprised. It's like, hey, dirtbag, come on. It was supposed to be having fun. Wait a minute. We're doing positive stories today. So anyway, it reminds me of what we were talking about some months back. The $5 Friday. Here's something that we came up with on this program, $5 Friday. It is part of that mentality of paying it forward. When you're out and about, take $5. It can be five ones, a $5 bill, 20 quarters, whatever you want. Take $5 and give it to a complete stranger. A complete and total stranger, and no explanation, nothing. Just hand it to them and say, this is yours. Do with it as you see fit. I've done it a few times when it comes to like people at the checkout counter that are, you know, you can tell they're, what I hate to see is someone buying a few groceries and they have to put something back because they just don't have enough money to do it.
Uh-huh.
That kills me. I want to just take care of it right then and there. I'd say, you know what, just let me take care of it. So do something nice for a complete stranger, not a family member, not a friend, not a coworker.
I had to borrow a dime today just to buy a bag of Cheetos. So if you want to give me five, feel free.
No, it can't be somebody that you work with. Besides,
I had 70 cents in my pocket. Cheetos are 80 cents.
Cheetos are 80 cents?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. It's highway robbery, I tell you.
I need my carb fix about this time every morning. Some people need a coffee fix, a caffeine fix. I need a carb fix.
Do that. Do your $5 Friday. As a matter of fact, I believe in our segment we do, about 5:40 in the mornings, we look at what happened on this day in history.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we didn't talk about today, it was on this day that Oprah Winbeg gave to her audience, I think there were 310 people in her audience.
Gave them debit cards, right?
Yeah, she gave them all $1,000 balance debit cards and told them to go out and do something nice with this money for a complete and total stranger. And I think that's a great idea.
How many of them do you think did?
I don't know. The church that I went to back in Florida did this. It was a really interesting thing that they did. They, at the time where they were getting ready to take up the collection, see, Tom, in churches, they'll do this at the end of the service. They'll take up a collection.
I remember that.
To give you the opportunity to share and to
Bill Cosby tithe. Said he used to put scotch tape on his fingertips to get his weekly allowance.
Until his mom found out about it and beat him stupid. This particular Sunday, the church said, instead of you putting money into the collection plate, you will take a $5 bill out for you and each member of your family that is attending service today. So, of course, I ran out into the hallway and said, who wants to be my family? No. Everybody was to take $5 and then do something with that money to help raise money for something else. Be creative with it. And there were some great ideas that came from that. I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
There's a cover story in Time this week on Prince Charles. And how he's waiting to be king until Queen Elizabeth decides not to be queen anymore.
He's not going to ever.
But he is the biggest philanthropist.
Philanderer?
Philanthropist in Britain.
He's what?
He's his charity work. And he uses his position to get the bigwigs together, and then puts the arm on them, if you will, to fund all of these charitable efforts.
Unfortunately, a lot of what he does is this green fighting global warming and that kind of crap, which is just a waste of money.
According to you.
But when he uses the money to actually help the poor, help them to feed themselves and to find employment, to clothe themselves.
The Prince's Trust does that. He's got a thing where he gives out, like, I don't know, they're grants or they're not loans. They're like stipends of like $1,500 to, you know, get some training for a new job or to.
Fantastic.
Be, yeah.
Giving somebody a hand up instead of a handout is the best thing you can do. It encourages them to find their own feet underneath them and get started. And you'll find that research shows that individuals that have had somebody come into their life unexpectedly and help them are very much likely to do the same for somebody else. And so when we come back, we'll take our first break, 715-845-2155. If you've got a story of somebody that has helped you or encouraged you at a time when you needed it most, I'd love to hear from you. 715-845-2155. Feedback, we'll be right back.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vayner Show at 9 on WSAU.
That promo has to be one of my favorites.
Well, of course it is.
The depiction of Nancy Pelosi cracks me up. I think it's hilarious. Welcome back to the program. Feedback it is. 715-845-2155. It's 821. All right, so we were talking about if you have had the experience of somebody coming into your life unexpectedly, just a stranger, and doing something nice for you, and it changed your attitude. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. A woman, her backstory is this. She's got two kids, 4 years old, 6 years old, decided to take them to a Pizza Hut restaurant in Durham, North Carolina. Some special challenges with these young kids. She has had to move several times recently, recent divorce, some tough times, just some really challenging times in this woman's life. But she takes her kids out to eat on Friday evenings as part of just, hey, we're getting away, we're going to have some fun family time. She got into the booth at this particular restaurant, and it dawned on her that her children, specifically her six-year-old son, who has Asperger's syndrome and ADHD, that the medication was wearing off. The end of the last dose was coming up, and she knew that her son, six-year-old with Asperger's and ADHD, was probably going to become a handful. So as she sat down at the table, she noticed that there was a man sitting in the booth adjacent. And she said, listen, I'm so sorry. I'm apologizing in advance for any unruliness that may come from my child. She explained the circumstance. And the guy said, hey, listen, I'm a father of three myself. I got you. No problem. Don't worry about it. Meal progressed. Everything was fine. The man finished his food, left the restaurant. The waitress, a few minutes after the man left, came up to her, all teary-eyed, and handed her a note that was left by the man. The note said this: I do not know your backstory, but I have had the privilege of watching you parent your children for the past 30 minutes. I have to say thank you for your parenting of your children in such a loving manner. I've watched you teach your children about the importance of respect, education, proper manners, communication, self-control, and kindness, all while being very patient. I will probably never cross your path again, and I'm positive that you and your children have an amazing future. Keep up the good work, and when it starts to get tough, do not forget that others may be watching and will need encouragement of seeing a good family being raised. God bless. This woman says that this was just an immense uplifting experience for her. She says, you know, you just sometimes don't know what people are going through. She says, I've had the worst few years of my life, and I never get recognition like this. I just do what I can to get by. The story, of course, got picked up by the local television station. For him to definitely state our paths would never cross again told me that this was someone much more than someone just trying to encourage me. She says, you never know who's watching you, and the greatest displays of integrity and pure core of who you are when you don't think anyone is watching you. There it is. This is one of those things where, as prime example of what I'm talking about, is just that it is really, it's really easy to get aggravated at other people. And I'm going to be very transparent. I do when I'm at the grocery store. I know it's hard for you to believe, but I find myself last couple weeks when I go to the grocery store, you'll find people that will stop in the middle of the aisle.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I make it a point that when I'm going to stop and look and read labels and so on, I pull my cart all the way over and try and tuck it somewhere where it's out of the way.
Apparently, if somebody's in the middle of the aisle, though, and blocking you, you just bash right into them, don't you?
No, I will very quietly and respectfully say, excuse me, and then kind of make my way around. But I noticed at one point where I was grumbling. It's like, get out of the way, you. And I was like, whoa. Where's this coming from? What is this aggravation coming from? They're just shopping, okay? Just because they don't do things the way I do them and try and be respectful doesn't mean they're a bad. Chill, dude. Chill. And it's interesting because when your attitude that you're carrying around changes, the attitude of how you treat other people immediately changes. And what I found was, all of a sudden, the experience of being out doing grocery shopping became much more enjoyable to me than it was just being grumpy. And what do you know? There were a couple people that actually helped me. I was looking for something. I couldn't find it. And I'm like, I know it's here. I know it's right in front of my face. I'm doing the man thing. It's in front of my face. I know I'm looking for it. It's right here. I can't find it. Person next to me said, "What? You know, you look stumped." I said, "Well, I'm looking for about. Oh, here it is.
Prunes are hard to find in the grocery store aisle.
Ah, you are.
They're well hidden.
Apparently so. Apparently, when I asked, they said, "Well, this guy named Tom came in and bought the last batch because, well, we're not sure what. Do you bathe in them?
Actually, prunes are hard to find. I buy them for my father, and so they are hard to find in the in the aisle.
Let's
they
go
have them
with
well hidden.
Let's go with I buy them for my father. That's you know, sure if that's the
sure
way
he
you
loves
want.
Hearing that."
If that's the story you want to stick to, that's fine.
Okay.
So here are some other stories. When we come back, we're gonna go down some stories that are in the news that are very positive. Some things that have had a positive effect. Like this one, okay? For example, a Walmart employee stopped a man from beating up a woman in the parking lot. Walmart responded by firing this individual. They fired him. Now, if you just take a minute, stop and think about why Walmart did that. Walmart does not want somebody getting beaten up in their parking lot. They're not saying, oh, hey, just, you know, if it's a crime, let it happen. You know, not only watch for falling prices, but watch for falling victims
as well.
They don't want
one of their employees to be stabbed or shot or beaten up by the person that they are trying to stop from doing this and have all the legal ramifications of that.
That's it. That's it right there. They wouldn't care if the individual wanted to be a good Samaritan and go out and help somebody. They wouldn't care. Where they come into and they start caring is when that individual goes out and helps somebody and gets shot or stabbed, the impending lawsuit that goes up against Walmart. And this is a whole other conversation about ridiculous and frivolous lawsuits and personal responsibility. But that's why they did it. Now, the good news. Walmart said they don't want their employees getting in situations where they could get hurt, and then they don't say it, but and sue. Other people, or after people were outraged about this, Walmart offered the guy his job back. But now the employee that got canned says, you know what? I'm not sure I want this job back. So that individual's now has got an opportunity to go out and find a better job with a better company. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're talking about positive things today. I thought it'd be a nice change. This is one where Tom can actually take part. Well, maybe. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back. 715-845-2155.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.